Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts are two artists affiliated with the Art Barn in Valparaiso. They are Julia Holmes and Claire Reed. And welcome, ladies.
Hi.
We're very happy to have you here to talk about the Art Barn. So let's situate it first. Where is it?
It's off of, it's in Valparaiso mailing area, but it is actually located outside of the city and on 695 North, 400 East.
Oh, that, I know exactly where you
You know exactly where we are.
Yes.
Big old red barn.
Uh-huh. Well, I know there's that, hence the name. Or I don't know which came first, the barn or the name. Well, really, how long has the Art Barn been around? I've always known of it.
Sullivan's bought the barn probably 60 years ago, the farm, which has now come to the Art Barn organization. But 40 years ago, Jan Sullivan decided to make it into an art retreat, an art center, an art school. And so it's been an active art center for 40 years.
Yeah, and it's nonprofit.
Nonprofit.
And Jan passed away, sadly, a
just
year or so.
Last year ago.
Yeah. And she was a hysterical guest. When I used to do these interviews on TV here at Lakeshore Public Media, she was hysterical because they had to fish the microphone up through your dress. And, oh, my Lord, it was a caution. But anyway, so you have something coming. And so Julia, you're on the board.
Yes, I'm the vice president in charge of events and programs and classes.
And you and Claire are both artists.
Yes.
And Claire, what is your involvement with the Art Barn?
Well, I am employed through AmeriCorps, and my job at the Art Barn is as a volunteer coordinator.
Okay.
So I try to bring in people to volunteer and to become engaged at the Art Barn. And I'm also an instructor. Watercolor instructor.
Nice.
We both instruct watercolor classes alternatingly.
Yeah.
Right. I assume that there's a very small staff, paid staff,
very
at the
small
Art Barn. One person.
One person.
Okay. So you have something coming up that you're organizing right now called Art Blitz. What's that?
Art Blitz is a concept that we came up with based on BioBlitz, which the National Park Service has done. The idea of getting an intense activity of art, people acquainted with the art. We want people to come.
And we want them engaged.
And engaged in art. So we're going to have artists of all kinds, musicians, painters, pottery, hands-on activities that families can come and grown-ups can come and play with art outside.
Yep, pick up a new skill.
And so a lot of activities will be going on at the same time.
Many volunteer artists as we can rope into doing this for us.
Is Art Blitz a one-day activity?
It will be a weekend activity, the 16th and 17th of September. And so both days, starting at 10 and going to about 7 o'clock sundown.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds like it's a great setting. And so a lot of it, and you don't even know yet how many in all.
No.
You're still involved with the recruiting part, part of the process. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I think that so people of all ages can participate in these activities.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. You know, it's a little bit like the programs that I think were encouraged when Indiana celebrated its bicentennial last year, and the Indiana Arts Commission and the State Parks Service had a grant program, which they are continuing beyond the bicentennial, for artists to be engaging the public in arts activities in the state parks.
Exactly. It's similar to that, and it's kind of similar in some way to the old Sunflower Festival that used to go on at the Art Barn, but it's different.
Oh, I remember that. I think that's what Jan came to talk about.
Yeah, so we're going to try to stay away from things like chicken drops and country active betting on,
So, Claire, how can people get more information and participate with you?
Well, they can go to our website, www.artbarnschool.org.
Okay.
And our information is listed there. Our phone number, 219-462-9009.
And you're the person to contact for that aspect of it, for volunteering at the helping out that
day.
Absolutely,
yes. That's good. Well, I think it sounds like a really fun day. And I want you to come back and talk about other Art Barn activities in the near future so we know more about it.
Yes, we have all kinds of exciting workshops going on and classes and other things going
on. Okay, well, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay, next visit. Thank you for being here, and thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.